All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning. We're really happy to be joined on the phone today by a upstart comedian who's probably tired of hearing that word, Taylor Tomlinson, who's playing at Irvine Improv tonight and pretty much throughout the weekend. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm trying to avoid using words like young and new because you probably get tired of those monikers.
You know what? I really don't, because it sets expectations so low for me that it's so easy for me to exceed them when I just come in and they're like, it's a young upstart, whatever. And they're like, I'm sorry, is that a weird way to put it? And I'm like, no, tell them I'm bad. Tell them I'm not even good. That would be great, because then I can go in. If I'm even mediocre, they'll be blown out of the water. I started doing comedy when I was in high school.
Yeah.
So I'm like, from the first time I started doing it, people were just like, wow, it's amazing that you can do anything when you have zits. Like, it's like a dog skateboarding. You're like, I'm amazed it can even sort of stand on it, you know?
Yeah, you have been doing it for a long time at 23 years old. I mean, you're almost like a decade into your career. So a lot of stuff is happening for you, but you've put in the time, you've put in the work.
Thank you so much. I mean, I'm trying. Again, I really hate being in my 20s because I'm not very good at it. I'm like 84 in my heart, and people are always telling me to enjoy it. They're like, these are the best years of your life, Taylor. These are the best years. I'm like, I just use the Taco Bell napkin as toilet paper. This gets worse? That is not comforting whatsoever.
Well, you grew up, and you talk about it in your routine a lot, you grew up in a very strict religious household, so does that have something to do with you not being a party animal these days?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I think if I go to a party at all, if I stay for 10 minutes, I'm like, well, I'm going to hell. So I think we got our party animaling out for the weekend. Good job, Taylor. You put yourself out there. I don't know. I don't know if it's the religious upbringing. I don't know if I'd be like that anyway, because I'm just inherently boring. I'm going to take your word for it and just blame it on my religious upbringing so that I don't just sound like a lame-o.
That seems safe.
Yeah, but I mean, I was in bed at 10 p.m. the other night, which is weird as a comedian, and I was just like, oh man, this is the life. Could I still get a real job with no college degree? Because this is awesome.
So you finish your set usually and you go straight to bed. Like, there's no after anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to drive home, and even that's sort of an inconvenience where I'm like, this is a lot of excitement for me for one night. I'm doing the turn signal. I've got the headlights on. This is a lot. This feels like a party, the freeway, quite honestly.
Well, what do your parents think of your career? I wanted to ask you, because you speak about them a lot in your routine and you talk a lot about your life. And you don't really put it negatively, but you put it very realistically. So are they cool with that?
Thank you so much. You hear that, Dad? It's realistic, not negative. No, they're so supportive. They really are. They always have been. I mean, the reason I started doing comedy in high school is because my dad wanted to take a comedy class. So I kind of owe him everything, which, you know, he's very nice about not reminding me, and he could hold it over my head, like, look, everything you have is because of me. But he doesn't. He's just very supportive. He, like, hands out my business cards. My mom will hand out my headshot at Best Buy, but that's more of a romantic thing. Like, this is my daughter. Could you maybe? You have a job, a real one, with a name tag. She's not even passing it out to, like, you know, guys coming back from the army or doctors or lawyers. She's just like, you know what Taylor could land? Probably a Best Buy employee.
A Geek Squad member.
A Geek Squad guy. And then we get discounts at Christmas. It'd be great for everyone all around.
What you do talk pretty transparently about your dating life. So what's going on lately?
Oh gosh. I just started seeing my ex again.
Uh-oh.
Because yeah, I know. I wanted a sure thing. I'm sure it won't work out. I feel like dating an ex again is sort of like rewatching Titanic, where you're just like, look, we know this is going down, but let's just enjoy this first part where we're hooking up in cars and pretending you have money, you know? but no, it's great. It's a great time. I'm 24. I feel like I'm in a good spot. The only nice thing about being in your 20s is that you can pretty much, like, do whatever you want, and if it ends up being a mistake, you're like, ah, well, I'm going to be garbage till I'm 30 anyway, so well, who cares, you know what I mean? And the nice thing about dating an ex, too, is that they can't really get mad at you for your shortcomings, because, like, hey, dude, we've all been here before, you know? Like, hey, you're acting crazy. It's like, you're acting surprised by this information.
Yeah, he signed right back up for it.
Yeah, dude, come on. We all knew what this was. You think I changed?
There's enough info about your life that ABC has caught on. And, of course, people might have seen you on Last Comic Standing, which is one network channel. But now another one wants to do a show pretty much about you that you're helping write. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I went to Montreal for Just for Laughs this year and had a great time. And then after that, we took some meetings. And how it shook out is we're in a development deal at ABC right now, kind of developing a sitcom based on my family and my life. I live with two of my sisters in real life, so it's kind of about that. And I have three younger sisters and, you know, just the religious upbringing and kind of growing up and learning how to sort of not lose that, but also kind of be your own person. And, yeah, it's been really cool. It's been a good learning experience. I mean, you know, you're in show business. You know that things work out and don't work out and fall through and whatnot. But it's been, I mean, I've got, like, the greatest. I've got, like, four writers I'm working on it with, and they're all amazing. And it's been really fun. It's been really cool. The hardest part about it is just, like, trying not to believe your own hype too much. That's why I live with two of my sisters, because I can come home and I'm like, so I had another meeting at ABC, and they're like, yeah, but the dishes are still dirty, you loser. So maybe be a better roommate before you get on television. And I'm like, oh, that's right. Oh, okay.
Do they have real normal people jobs?
Well, they're in college and they're working. Yeah, so they're a little younger than me. I'm the oldest in my family, which you'd think I would have gotten enough attention, but not quite.
No, you go on stage every night for that.
Yeah, exactly. Still need that validation.
Well, again, it's Taylor Tomlinson we're talking to. She's at Irvine Improv tonight all the way through Sunday, and you can get tickets.
Oh, it's just tonight. It's
tonight,
actually.
Why does it say every night?
That's next year, actually.
Oh, my God.
It worked out weirdly. Yeah, they booked me for next December, and it just happens to be the same weekend. So I had texted my manager, too, and I was like, why does it say I'm there all weekend? I have other shows. And she was like, oh, no, that's next year. So that's 2018.
That's entirely confusing.
I know. So if you see tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, those are 2018 tickets, just so everybody knows.
But they're literally right under tonight's show. Like, it looks like there's no way it's not tomorrow.
I know. I'm so glad that you addressed it, because I, too, was confused, and it took me a minute. Like, who looks at what year it is, right?
And also, it doesn't say.
Guys, I'm only there tonight, Wednesday, the 29th.
And then next year, tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, so please come tonight. Or, you know, if you're just, like, really want to get a jump on things.
That is so bizarre. Okay, well, I'm really glad I didn't buy 2018 tickets to see you.
I know, right?
I'm glad we addressed that.
Who knows if I'll even be good then?
Yeah, well, they took a real risk on that one, Taylor. I don't even know what they're thinking.
I know.
Plus, you won't be young anymore. You'll be 25.
I know. I'll be 25. That's the thing. Every year, I'm like, well, when I turned 21, I was like, this is the year that people are going to stop being impressed. And it hasn't happened quite yet where people are like, people are still like, good for you. Like, I got sober or something. I'm just under 25. I'm just underdeveloped. That's all it is.
I'll tell you what. I don't usually talk about myself in interviews, but I'm 28, and I started this radio station at 23. And it was finally this year that people stopped saying, wow, you're so young. This was the first year. So 28 maybe, you know.
Wow,
I also grew some facial hair, so you might try that.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Is it a beard? Is it a mustache?
It's a patchy mess is what it is, but it helps. Anything helps.
I could do a patchy mess for sure.
You could.
Oh, yeah. I could totally swing that.
So just some advice, you know, from your elder.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really need it.
Yeah,
at the ripe old age of 28.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You've seen the world.
You're really welcome. Taylor Tomlinson, just tonight at Irvine Improv.
Just tonight.
And next year at Irvine Improv. That's tickets online at irvine.improv.com. It's a great room. They've redone the whole place. Umami Burger is the catering company now for it. If you go in there, you can get an awesome burger and good beers, and it's a great space. So definitely check it out if you haven't been there yet. And Taylor, we really appreciate you taking some time. I would thank you for waking up early, but it sounds like you wake up early anyway, so...
Oh, I definitely don't. I just woke up and like said a couple things to myself out loud and drank some hot water. Oh. I appreciate that. It sounds like I'm awake.
It does. It really does. Thank you very much. You're very kind for calling into the show, and we wish you luck tonight. We hope we can get some people out there.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Taylor. You take care.
Thank you. You too.